With us, we have Katie and the Lycan.
And you're live.
Thank you. song is called Wastelands. And I wrote it back when I went home for the last 6 months at my parents' house, and this whole album kind of just came about. So yeah, here it is.
That was Katie and the Lycan live in studio. We will be talking with the band, I guess at the same time as OK Vancouver OK. We will chat with them very shortly. OK Vancouver OK is, we're going to do a little band switcheroo. So you will be hearing a live set from OK Vancouver OK very shortly. 10 minutes or so. We'll figure that out. Stick around on CITR live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. Until then, this is some Love Cuts with a song called Horoscopes.
We'll be right back. Us.
That was Half Chinese with a song called Hachi. Before that, some Apollo Ghosts. They played their last show this past weekend at the Rickshaw. I played a song for them called Ghost Get Out of My Apartment. Before that, some Haku Charlie, some Love Cuts. And yes, that's it. You're listening to CRTR Radio, live from Thunderbird. Radio Hell is a program. You heard some Katie and the Lycan live in studio, and now it's time for the second band. They're live in studio. This is the band that played with Half Chinese a couple weeks ago for the CD album release party. Live in studio with us now, we have OK Vancouver OK.
And you're on.
Holding on your hand, I've been fingers on your back, I've been swimming in the neighborhood pool, I've been fingers in your belly button. Cooking up the storm. I've been hearing all your great ideas. I've been holding back your hair. I've been loving you, since 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 I've been loving you. A snowman. shelter gone. Dirty water, the snowman in the sun. The snowman in the sun. Thank you.
That was OK Vancouver OK, live in studio. We'll be right back with the band to chat a bit about everything and everything very shortly. Please don't go anywhere.
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers!
She's a band!
Hey, I'm sick and tired of hearing your band playing on and on and on. Gosh, so loud.
Man, I wish we had a safe place to play music.
Yeah, and shows too.
The Safe Amplification Site Society is a non-profit group dedicated to establishing a legal, affordable, all-ages venue for music and arts in Vancouver. For more information or to get involved, check out www.safeamp.org.
For a taste of the classics with a twist, join me, Marguerite, with Classical Chaos, Sunday mornings starting at 9, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada.
something good. I just wanted to be, I wanted to be good. I think that I could. And if I could calm down, and if I could calm down from the downs, from the downs. We'll be right back.
All right, the mics are on. That was Parks. Well, the band is called Parks, a song called Teenage Polar Bear. Name of the album is Teenage Polar Bear. Sounded great. And before that, we heard some Family Video. We'll talk about those in a bit, maybe. But I'm now live in studio with Katie and the Lycan and OK Vancouver OK. Everyone is in the studio. Everyone can say hi. I don't know how that...
Hello.
I don't know if it's worth doing an intro at this point. I don't know. What do you feel like? Do you think people can keep track of all the voices?
Let's try it. Let's
yeah.
Yeah, let's try just it. Maybe it they
might as well, you know.
Okay, I'm going to... I'll start. Hi, I'm Laura, and I play drums in OK Vancouver, OK?
I'm Katie. I'm Katie, and I like it, and I sing and play.
I'm Megan. I play drums for Katie and the Lycan.
I'm Jeff, and I play in OK Vancouver, OK, the guitar and singing.
I'm Liza, and I play bass in OK Vancouver, OK.
I'm Jem, and I play bass and guitar and sometimes keyboard in Katie and the Lycan.
Awesome. Thank you for coming out, and both of you guys played lovely sets, three songs each. That sounded great. First thing I guess we should talk about is you guys are going on a grand tour starting very soon, tomorrow, more or less.
Yeah.
You want to talk a bit about it? Somewhere? Yeah?
Well, I can start. It kind of started today and yesterday. Okay. Preparing, I guess, for a tape release. We're going to release Katie and the Lycan, Yours Truly tape, and OK Vancouver OK. And for both of us, the first time releasing Lost Sound tapes from our friend John Manning. And we're really excited to have our tapes released on Saturday.
Astor Reno.
Yes.
All ages.
It's going to be really fun. There's really six bands starting early. Mm-hmm. Family Video, super cool band.
Scrambled
Megs, really cool band. Imaginary Pants, mm-hmm. featuring There's John of Lost yeah. Sound Tapes, mm-hmm. and Rose.
Rose Melberg, yeah.
And True Crush, everyone's favorite band. And OK Vancouver OK, and Katie and the Lycan.
Perfect, mm-hmm. perfect. Yeah. So it's a tape release party.
And a tour kickoff party.
That you're talking about, which is a six-month tour.
Mm-hmm. And you're going pretty much everywhere in the world.
We're starting in the United States.
Everywhere. Yeah.
Everywhere. It sounds like it.
The whole world, yeah. And in Europe, too. Yeah.
Yeah. And I just checked out your van that you got.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
It's a nice van, and there's some renovation done into it. There's like a stereo...
Yeah, the car radio doesn't work, so we had to improvise, and our solution was to get a converter that plugs into the lighter, and then that creates like an outlet where you can power 150 watts worth of appliances.
Yeah.
And we have a cassette tape player and radio with two very large speakers. So it's basically like a
Perfect.
Home stereo system from the 70s.
Well, it's my grandparents, actually.
Yeah, it's Jeff's grandparents.
Yeah.
And how many cassettes are you bringing on tour?
As many as we can fit.
Yeah.
Because we hope that we won't have them at the end of it, but we're going to take them all. As many.
Yeah.
Well, 200, 300?
Yeah.
I think he means like how many cassettes we're going to bring to listen to.
As many as we can.
Yeah.
We're only going to be listening to Katie and the Lycans, Yours Truly, from Case Food Water Shelter, the entire tour. That's all we're going to listen to.
My tape collection's in Hamilton, so... We'll have to start fresh. We'll collect tapes as we go on.
That's what I'm
tour.
Thinking. Like, is any of you still listening to tape at home right now?
Yeah. Well, Jeff and I live in a car,
right.
So we listen to cassettes all the time.
So
actually,
you have a collection,
I'd like to say that the. Can you guess what the first cassette tape we listened to on our new stereo was? It's a Vancouver outfit. Female.
It's going to be a tough one to guess.
It's going to be hard. It's a defunct band now, I suppose.
Yeah. KMVP?
No. You were there.
And did the record actually come out on tape?
No, we listened to Mansion Music.
We listened to Mansion Music.
I chose it.
You should play some Mansion Music later on.
Yeah.
Request.
Yeah. What is it? What was it?
Mansion Music.
Oh, Mansion Music.
Yep. Okay. Anita Sparrow. And also Katie plays on that.
Yeah, drums and my sister Nicole on bass.
Mm-hmm. Right, perfect. Yeah.
But yeah, I think we're going to bring a lot of tapes, and I hope to gather tapes too. It seems like a really nice time. Every show you kind of do a trade Z with someone, and you get their cassette, and you give them yours, and then you listen to it on the next hour or two of your drive, and sometimes you find a real winner that you listen to for the rest of your life.
Yeah, it's perfect. No, it's good that you used to have cassettes, because I've had them because a lot of my friends release things on cassettes. But other than that, all my tapes, if I were to say going on tour tomorrow and we got a cassette deck, it would be stuff I have in high school, which
that would be a lot of fun to listen to.
Yeah, you gotta be listening.
Whoa, this is good.
Yeah,
at least I
like this. It's gonna be interesting, or stuff you tape off like radio and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I have a lot of those, like the tape off the radios, where there's like a little bit of 1995 commercials,
yeah.
Or like
TV.
just part
Casey
of the song.
Kasem?
Yeah. And when I was a kid, I used to record myself. Like I got a tape deck. I guess a lot of kids do probably a tape deck, and you record yourself. Yeah. And I was doing radio, but I call a lot of horse races. I don't know. That's like my thing. I have tons of tapes with just me calling horse races.
Maybe that's your true calling.
Maybe someday.
Can you do an example of
like who's gonna win?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to do it now, but I'll bring you a tape on Saturday. Here, just listen to this constantly. Yeah. It's be like the best tape ever. Yeah. So there's a tour coming. That's happening. The records you. And OK Record Rookie had the record release party a while back.
That's true.
And I don't know. Do you want to talk a bit about that at all?
Sure. Yep. So yeah. The new record, recorded by a friend of ours, Eli Moore, and he plays in a really great band called Lake, and they're from Olympia. And we're really excited to record with him, and we're very, really, 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 really happy with how it turned out. We love it. 10 songs, and 2 vinyl, and what else could I say about it?
And for the album art, you had a picture of a lot of people on the front of the cover.
So including the famous Ben Lai. Oh,
yeah, yeah. Ben is on there.
Yeah.
So, I guess I took around 100 photos.
Yeah.
And I wish I could have taken more, but and on the cover, there's 60 photos of people who contributed to OK Vancouver OK over the...
Yeah,
years.
It was very nice. And at the record release show, you did have a wall of pictures.
And then we made 8x10, and we had about 100 up at the wall.
Yeah, it was a really I don't know. Before this album, there was Escape the Common People, where Jeff hand painted hundreds of album covers. So I was thinking to myself, taking photos is going to be so much easier. This is way easier. But in reality, it was actually really complicated because all the photos are taken analog. So you have to take the photos, and then you can't mess up the film. And then you take the film and you develop it, and then you have them, and then you have to like save all of the negatives and everything, and then you have to enlarge everything. And then you have to, because it's all analog, it was kind of complex to digitize it and then create the album cover, which had to be done through a computer, because you can't take a whole bunch of photos and then scan them, because it would take the biggest scanner.
Yeah.
So it's actually a lot more work than I thought it would be, but it turned out to
but
be really cool.
But it turned out great,
yeah.
I can tell. Yeah. How long did it take you to do it?
Jeff started taking photos in January, and the release was April 20th. So, right. And we were taking photos right up until the day before.
Mm-hmm. Yes, as we were saying, the album before that, you were painting on them. But that was fun, though.
Yeah.
Because I came and picked up my record, and we had a drink in the park.
Yeah.
And you painted away for it.
Yeah, I painted it.
And then you
we were in the
and
park
waiting for
painting.
It to dry.
Yeah.
That was fun.
No, that was a really special record to do that.
Yeah, that was good. And on the record show, it was at the what is it called, the new Red Gate? I don't know what if there's a name for it.
We call it A55.
A55, yeah.
Hastings, yeah. I heard that it might be called Rainbow Connection for a couple days, and then maybe it's not called that anymore. Yeah.
And
monthly jam space.
And the coolest thing was the decorations, where there were apples hanging from the ceiling.
Yeah, so. And
like in like strings and ropes
yarn,
and stuff.
Yep.
200 apples.
Yeah.
Who else was helping with that?
Nikki was,
there. John Regai, and taking photos. And that was really fun and exciting.
It turned out so
that.
Beautiful, like way
sure.
more attractive than I could have thought. It was really magical in there, and it smelled really good because all of the apples had to be pierced, so it was creating apple smell.
Right. Is there a particular theme to that? Because apple. Because I remember you talking to me about your goal is everyone should.
Yeah, well, I think that food should be something accessible for free. Like, if mm-hmm. you wanted to, you shouldn't have to feel like you can't pick food if you see it growing. And then that being said, that there should be more food growing and accessible to people in case they need, if they're hungry. You know, it's not right in my mind that there are certain people who have taken those options away from us. And, yeah.
Right.
So that, and the idea of the apples is the particular food is just because for me, one of my earliest memories was when I was growing up, there was some apple trees next door to the house where I lived, and I picked an apple off the tree every season. I started remembering, they're going to come again, and then I looked forward to the opportunity to eat one and see if it's good. And as I've gotten older, those opportunities are less and less and less. People are nervous to pick an apple off of a tree if it's not on their property or something like that. And I just,
the apple might not be food safe.
Yeah,
you
people
know?
Are
who
nervous.
Knows?
They might get sick if they
right.
eat something that they see. And that's really unnatural and unfortunate that people have been being taught that. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's kind of, it was just like, yeah. And what was great about that really show was some people felt confident enough to pick some of the fruit, and they ate it during
yeah.
the show, and that was great. But
yeah.
I didn't have to say, eat the fruit,
no.
it's for you. Just people on their own started to have fun with it and pull the apples down and eat them or step on them, whatever, have fun with it, and that was great. Yeah,
yeah, no, that was good. It was. It looked amazing, and
yeah.
it was really cool.
Yeah.
And
we made 11 apple pies the next day.
Nice.
So that was really fun too.
Yeah.
And then we tried to like bake them with an oven that only had a broiler.
Oh.
So like we did like turn the broiler like down and bake it really slowly to cook the pie.
And we got to eat them when we got to Vancouver. It was great.
Yeah.
Oh, very nice.
That's
very
a nice question. Thanks.
Oh, man, no problem. Are you okay?
No, I'm
good. So this is everyone is in the studio. It's a little bit crowded right now, but it's fun. Tons of fun. What do you look forward to most on the tour? Is there any particular day or particular thing that you look forward to doing together as a team or as a group, or maybe particular things that you don't do together in certain parts? Or is that looking way too far ahead?
Just touring's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I really looked forward to the Ozarks this year. I've never been there, and I was like, we have to like take a day off and go to the Ozarks. So.
That's in Missouri, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What is that about?
Well, when we were in New York in 2011, Katie and the Lycan, KMVP, and Match Music, Smash Patriarchy tour. We went to the Natural History Museum, and then I saw all these like photos of like the Ozark Plateau, and I was like, wow,
right.
I need to see that one day.
Okay.
I don't care what it takes; I got to get there. And so I was like, on this tour, since we're making it so huge,
yeah.
we gotta fit that in somewhere. So
yeah.
we did it. We fit it in.
We have other, like, I really wanted to see the Grand Canyon. So
yeah,
oh,
really
me too.
Oh,
yeah.
And
yeah.
Jeff really wants to go swimming in the, like, freshwater aquifer, like, pools in Florida. So we're going to Western Florida to swim in, like, beautiful kind of, like, it's like water from underground comes up and makes like a pool, so it's really clean, beautiful, kind of like spring bath. And what else are we?
I'm excited for the redwoods. I've never seen the redwoods before.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Some of the people that are coming on this tour have never really driven
redwoods
across the U.S. before, so there's going to be a lot of
right.
good places. And visiting friends too,
yeah.
like after being on so many tours, you start to make friends with folks in different areas, so it's really exciting to. Now you're starting to email people and saying, yeah, I'm coming to play
yeah.
a show again, and they get excited, and you get to sort of see an old friend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I think a lot of people have been driven. I haven't really driven through the States before. It's not really a Canada you have, but, you know, to the States, it's not. And it's, like, which way do you even go? Because it's Canada.
Anywhere, just go.
Yeah. So anywhere you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's the best.
Yeah, I've done through, like, the Detroit and Chicago, the little part and such, but, like, have you guys all, like, how do you pack for a long tour like that?
Pick two outfits.
Yeah, right. Katie has like 10 outfits.
I got like 15 dresses. Probably will wear two.
Actually, I think that, I want to photograph my suitcase because I'm trying to do a really good job of packing. So maybe I'll put it on our website, like the detailed packing list of OK Vancouver, OK and Katie,
yeah.
Lycan, because we're just outfitting our van right now. So it's been really funny. like, where are we going to keep the rolls of tape? We have to have a lot of rolls of tape, and like, where should we put this soap? Like,
face paint.
Where does the face paint going to go?
We need a card.
We need this dream catcher. So there's a lot of
And Rose, wallpaper today. Katie was putting up.
Yeah, we put up some wallpaper.
Making it into a clubhouse.
We've got a black and white checkerboard linoleum floor.
Yes, that was nice.
all the
it's just beautiful.
It's like a dining.
Handmade curtains.
Laura made amazing handmade curtains.
Yeah, and you're gonna build a bed in the back, thing. Yeah. It's a big. It's a van, but it's one of those big long ones.
It's a van with the extended bed.
Yeah.
So it's called a club wagon.
It's a 15-seater.
Oh, is that the
coach? It's Coach Sunshine?
It used to be a sunshine coach for the Variety Club.
Yeah.
And then they sold that to a one-man painting business. And he used it. And then he just let it fall into disrepair. Oh. And then he traded it in a partial trade to a mechanic. And then we bought it off the mechanic. And then we renovated it.
Oh,
and it's going to be really cool.
Yeah, it's a luxury a van right now, from what I can tell. You should, but are you going to like keep it white, or are you going to put anything?
I think we have to get across the border before you come out with the color. Enough border issues, you know.
Yeah, how do you think of, what do you think of the border? Oops.
You're scared.
Yeah.
Katie and Lycan applied for a visa. We're waiting for it still.
Okay.
But we leave in less than a week, so we're like, any day now, please come through. But they could deny us, and then we just got to, like, I don't know, try to sneak in.
Because, for people that don't know, like, the van is practically completely painted white right now. It's just like a canvas.
Nice and clean. Keep it
bright red.
Right.
It's actually really small and bright red.
Yeah.
And isn't it like what makes it like Dodge?
Dodge 2004.
It's actually a repainted school bus.
Yes, this is a school bus.
And a bunch of like metal kids are gonna pile out of it.
Yeah. Actually, the show is like their favorite show of U.S. border guards. Unfortunately, I don't know why.
You set us up.
Did I say how cute all the border guards always are? Did I forget to mention that part? Just the biggest sweetheart. I love them.
Yeah, perfect. hopefully, I'm here with. I was going to make a joke about making up two random band names. Yeah. I know bands in the past that have, back then when MySpace was a thing, the Doers actually went, and before they went on tour, they got their friends to shoot pictures of themselves, so they got their friends to take pictures of a band playing and replace all the photos of the Doers MySpace with
other people.
Yeah, other people.
I think
brilliant.
And they're like no tour dates or anything, but they just replace it completely. Just like you can't, like if you go to the page, there's like 5 or 10 pictures of just like nothing look like that band at all. So it's pretty.
It's
cool.
It's worth the work. Like last year, Katie and Lycan got denied trying to cross the border for it was like a month long tour around there. It was like the most heartbreaking moment of your life. You're like, really? Like all that work and we can't go.
Yeah.
So I've been working on this tour.
It's worth the the cover up work. But now I was like visa all the way. I'm like, I will never, I hope I don't get denied ever again.
Yeah. Is it hard to get one? Or it's pretty.
Pardon?
To get a visa to play.
It's expensive and it's a lot of work. So you got to get like a contract from every single venue you're playing. And they like double check everything.
And it's hard too for like a more official venue. They have like more official channels for filling out the form, but if you're playing a house show at Ben Lai's house, like then you'll be like call Ben Lai and
you're
like
Ben Lai, can you fill out this form and scan it back to us?
And Ben Lai's like, I don't have a scanner, I don't have a fax machine,
you're
I'm like
oh,
throwing
we
a house
need
show.
It.
I don't really care.
Yeah. Oh man.
So.
And we're like, yeah, we know it's just a house show, but like we kinda need it to get our visa.
And how many months in advance do we have to submit it? 2 months?
I think it's like 8 weeks.
Yeah, so 2 months in advance, and a lot of times you're not even booking your shows that far in advance. So like,
we had to book it really early the tour.
So it's really hard because a lot of people you try to book 3 months in advance, and they say get back to me at the end of May, and then you have to be like, oh, could you just fill out this form illegally and pretend like you like so.
No, but everything actually went really smoothly for us, and we got all our pages filled out, and it's like great.
Nothing was illegal. Yeah. Everything was legal.
We'll. You can listen to a podcast of the show after. When you cross the border?
We don't actually. We decided to stay in Canada.
I should probably just go back to season land right now.
And you know, and it's fair enough. You could get a visa because you've been making raking in the dough, and you know because.
Oh, come on, you know.
Because indie bands crossing, you know, yeah. just like, just it's a money yeah, everyone should be doing. This. Yeah.
Our $5 yeah, handmade t-shirts yeah. are going to make us millions.
Just like
actually, yeah, you know. We should say we have really great new t-shirts.
Awesome. Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
So what's the tour called?
Community Over Capitalism Tour.
Yes.
And Ritz sent us in a graphic from Japan because they had to go back to Japan, maybe because of other governmental border issues. Visas are up. Visas are complicated. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we were able to take a little slice of her with us.
And she misses us.
And we miss her.
Yeah.
Ritz.
Yeah. Ritzuko. Yeah, the visas are fantastic. It looks like a shield on it.
And it's like a crest, yes.
A crest, yeah.
Yeah.
And good times. You can look for that at. Are you selling some of that at the show?
Oh yeah, on $5 Saturday a t-shirt. Well? Come get it.
Support the tour.
Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect. Okay. Thank you, everyone, for coming out tonight. Anything else you want to?
Well, there was this one time when.
Any other secrets that you want to reveal or no?
Well, I have. There's this one secret. It's very, very deep. That I've been saving it for.
Sorry, Katie and Jeff. Katie and Jeff are just being Katie and Jeff right now. Yeah,
yeah. Perfect.
Yeah. Are we out of time?
No, we got time. I don't know. What else do you? What else can we chat about? How was what about your cassette? How was that recorded? How did you?
I went home to my parents' house.
Yeah.
I guess that was like October, November maybe. I couldn't wait to get there because like it's always nice to go back to mom and dad's and be like, "Mom, Dad, I love you," and you know they take care of you and feed you and it's great.
And where do they live?
Pardon?
Where do they live?
Oh, Hamilton, Ontario.
Hamilton.
And so I spent the winter there and worked on music.
How is Hamilton musically, or just?
Love hate relationship.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because you just think of them as you know, like a steel town or whatever it is, right? Like, how is it? Is there like an arts community or
the arts community right now is doing really, really well. Okay. So when I finish talking about how awesome Hamilton is, and how much I love, like actually, I love a lot of people there so much, and it's a grimy, dirty, dirty city that you're like, it's an inspiring place because it's. Not the easiest to like be like okay well this is like has like a lot of community and you know but it doesn't it's kind of like lacking and
mm-hmm.
so you get a lot of art from just like the dyingness right. of the city plus the fight for it too so
it's a pretty big city so at the same time though when you're growing up where people think oh I'm gonna move out of Hamilton when I you know get out of school that kind of thing like a small town or no or because it's a or everyone is like oh, I'm gonna. Was it kind of a split? I don't know.
It's kind of like most people like kind of want out because it's actually not a very big city. Like when you were growing up, because it like sprawled, but it was like this like little downtown hub that like you know like all the like malls and subways like took over like the outskirts and suddenly nobody went downtown anymore and like so downtown like died fast. So that was sad.
Oh.
I just hit Megan in the face when I was like, talking with my hands. but yeah, we actually want to do something really fun tonight. We want to do like a giveaway.
Okay.
To callers.
People. To callers. So anyone who calls in.
What should the first giveaway be?
The first giveaway, I don't know. I know that Katie and Lycan wants to offer. Because, okay, well we will offer an LP eventually, but like they're not ready yet. They're late. Okay. But we want to give away a Kiss and Run tape. This forest isn't big enough tape. And a download for the new album. And we'll drive it to your house tonight.
Yeah, first person who calls tonight will drive
it. Along with tonight. OK Vancouver's new album as well. We're going to like ship it to them in person tonight with the first call.
Yeah, Ben, what's the number? We want to drive out
it's there. It's 604-822-CITR.
Plug the phone in.
So it's
604-822-24.
You get all these prizes that we take it to your house.
That one of us should probably call.
They will drive it to your house.
Yeah.
Yeah, we want to come
tonight. Like right after this. We'll like go right there.
We should potentially pick it up and like give you a tour of our new van and take you maybe to Donair Dude.
Yeah.
So this is a pretty
that might be scaring some people now.
Don't worry, they have vegetarian options. Yeah.
That is like, you'll be kidnapped.
I think the last time we did this, you gave away some tickets to a concert, And it was a concert we didn't even know anything about, and people were really calling in for those concert tickets. I don't even remember that.
Call in now.
Yeah, 604-822-CITR.
Besh, you're not listening, I swear. I thought Besh would call in.
Yeah.
What a jerk.
822. I know. 2487.
And we also, the other time.
The only other people we think listen is Rose Melberg and Chris Horrific.
Yeah.
And Besh. Those are the only people who called in, anyways.
Yeah, people are listening now.
Really?
I always have people that...
Who's calling?
Guys, but free stuff.
Yeah. Free stuff, but I'm just like... But at the same time, it's like, if I was listening, I would be in, like, in my underwear. It's like, do I want people to come over and grab me?
Okay, you don't have to open your door. We'll slide under the door if you're uncomfortable with us seeing you.
Maybe the right prize pack was too creepy.
Just give us your address.
We're gonna grab
right now.
It's going to be like 25 people showing up at your house. We'll take you for food.
Wait, is that the call?
No.
No.
They can also pick it up at the show Saturday. We'll take your name down. We'll have
we'll
your name
guess
down.
You we'll guest list you for the show. You can have a spot in the VIP room. It's
going
to
be AKA in the
band. Ben, no one's listening to us.
Whatever.
Okay. Yeah.
And the next
thing. Maybe my mom will call. You guys.
And then when
your mom
needs
not
them.
Right.
Come on, mom.
It's all right. Well, offers still stand, so whenever they can want to call in, I'll come to the house too.
Yeah, if anyone wants to call in, even like later when we're gone, they call in and mention our names.
Yeah,
we'll still do it.
Yeah, there actually has been a guy that's been calling like all night, but he hasn't now. But he was just calling. It's like apparently I didn't answer it, but the DJ before me, he called like 4 or 5 times. And he's like, "What song was that?" Oh, okay, and then he just hang up and then keep constantly calling. He's like, "Oh, can you play track 3 of any?" Tractor of any album by Men or Astro Man, and then it's like, okay, and it hangs up. And then it's like, what song, which band was that? And then I forgot what band the DJ was, like, this band. And then he's like, oh, I think I've seen that. And I yell in the back, have you seen that?
I'm gonna start being that person.
What happened to him? I don't know. Oh, well, anyways. All right,
this is so fun. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks for
thanks for having me.
Thanks,
Ben. Yeah. Any other trivia questions that you wanna pose out to the world?
Well, there's this one.
Since no one's listening. What was that, Jeff? What?
Well, I wanted. Oh no, I was. No, let me tell the story about.
Oh, the phone is ringing now. Oh, wait, or is it? Wait.
No, what? That was someone's taking a picture.
Oh, it is. Actually. Give me a second. That's I can. I'm the only one that can hear it, so we'll see. Oh. Oh, now it's off.
I missed it.
Call back.
Call back, whoever you were, call back.
Oh, well.
Besh.
Sing a song.
Love you.
It's all right. I'm kind of out of... what else? We talked about a van. We talked about the excitement, the tour.
The best van we've ever had, actually. Jeff and I have toured a lot.
All right, that's do you
wait. We have a caller.
Okay,
caller to the caller.
We're all so excited.
Yeah. See the only. Okay, let's see.
It stopped now, Ben.
What?
They're too scared.
Going.
I just. Well, I want to make sure I got it on air, but now it's. Oh well.
We lost
call
them.
Back again.
Call us.
Call back. Keep trying.
But like, it rang like 3 times. Anyways. I don't know if it's meant to be. So let's talk about parks. Why don't we talk about parks?
Let's
talk about parks.
Or
let's talk about jam.
Let's talk about jam.
Yeah. Talk about how awesome jam is.
You've been very quiet so far.
Sorry. Well, I've known Katie for a couple of years, and this is my 3rd time going on tour with her. But I really live in Newfoundland. I don't live in Vancouver. And Megan, who now plays drums in Kane and Lycan, has been my drummer for a couple of years. And we're a 3-piece band that's based out of St. John's. And we used to be called Pack Pat, but we changed our name to Parks and just came out with an album. And it's on a band camp, which is Teenage Polar Bear at band camp. And I'm really excited that Megan's here with me in Vancouver to play in Katie's band now.
I'm excited too.
That's awesome.
Thanks for asking.
Yeah.
Jeff and I also play in a band.
And yes. And we played a song from that band. Yeah, and playing two shows.
Yeah, we're going to play on the
three
Saturday
shows, actually.
Three shows?
Yeah, they're going to play tomorrow night in Nanaimo, and then they're playing on Saturday at the release. And then they're playing on Sunday at Astorino's again.
Yeah. With Bush Tit and Zontag.
Yeah. Family Video's got to really cram it in because it's few and far between when all members are in one place at one time.
Where are you playing in Nanaimo tomorrow? Like a house?
Tomorrow night, Nanaimo.
House show.
Grace Mountain.
Yeah, nice. You're going to cram the van on the ferry?
Yep. We're all hiding.
Yeah.
I hope the ferry guards aren't listening to this right now, but...
What's with you?
We're going to have... We're going to have no driver even mine. Yeah.
My previous life, I was a... I don't know. I was a bad cop. Good cop. I've heard of a lot of stories of people trying to hide in the ferry. Like one of the... They shoot horses, don't they, I think? And I think it just got tricked by like they just have like a blanket over something, and then I think the person is like anyone in the back, and apparently someone go yeah.
For I think it's like a similar story.
Something really stupid, like just like no, or maybe just like some question and someone answered in the back by accident.
We can handle, like fine, not talk. They're like. But
yeah.
It's really stressful though when you're the back hider. You feel
you're sweating, your blanket can't breathe.
The driver. So Jeff's the one who's like, yep, just me in the van. Yeah. People are like, anyone back there? And you're like,
oh my god, panting. No.
Just driving, like, yeah. I don't know how, how do they really question you?
It's not. The blonde hair, brown eyes gets me through, you know?
Because you can't just be. Are you gonna do like? It's maybe too much though. Are you gonna do like just one person? Or are you gonna
one person? It'll just be Jeff, and we'll all be in the back.
We'll be like on the floor.
Okay. Because I'm thinking like, would it be easier if you do three? Then it looks less.
I think it's always like if they're gonna catch someone, gonna catch someone. So you might as well try to hide as many people as you want.
Yeah.
The Green Boat used to have like. Like 14 or 15 people crammed in the van and only one driver going through, and everybody be like piled on top of each other. Cutest thing ever.
It's like as soon as you drive off, the whole van giggles.
We did an island tour last winter with OK Vancouver, OK and KMVP and Namsheb, which required us to go to many small golf islands and like take a lot of ferries. Mm. So we were just getting really good at hiding, just everyone laying down, not breathing, get on that ferry. Because I think that most callers, you know, and listeners right now would agree that the ferry prices are a little bit exorbitant right now. They're pretty high. So we're really just doing what we can to sort of like balance the scale and kind of even it out for
ourselves. And it makes sense that they should really charge a flat rate or really cheap for like
for a
because it's not taking. I guess you go into the.
And buy all the expensive food and gifts.
You think they'd want more people.
But, I mean, maybe you say, I'm going to stay in the car, then maybe it can be cheaper or something. I don't know. It's not like it costs them. Or they can weigh. I don't know.
I think maybe, like, well, I took a ferry to Haida Gwaii, and that's, like, a really big, long ferry, and it's sunk a few times. And what the boat has sunk before, so they're very strict about like how many people and like you have to have your identification and stuff. And it's more about like the safety of passengers in an emergency. They want to know how many people are on board for like life vessels as well. So like, I'm sure that BC Ferries has like a maximum amount of walk-on passengers and car passengers they can have. So I think that maybe if we called BC Ferries right now and asked them why we all had to pay, they might say something about lifeboats and safety. Yeah. That's what I'd say if I worked at BC Ferries.
I hope you can all swim.
I'm a lifeguard, so I'm very... I could... Yeah.
Perfect.
I thought we're also joined by two other guests.
Oh, yes.
I mentioned. We have Jonathan and... It was George?
George,
Jonathan and George. Yeah.
Hello. You can spin the mic around.
And I think that's pretty interesting, too, because...
Yes.
Hello.
You're here on... there's a purpose that...
Supposedly... I'm a student at the Evergreen State College studying ethnomusicology. I'm up here following the bands in the pursuit of understanding of DIY pop.
Okay. So you're going to follow the band for like a little bit? Or
just for a little bit, not the whole way.
Not for the whole 6 months.
Months.
Come on now. Now that just sounds lazy. just for a little bit? Okay, awesome. How did you decide like to follow, pick these two bands or this tour to?
Well, I'm focusing on DIY pop in the Pacific Northwest, and I found out about this tour through John Manning of Lost Sound Tapes and Blanket Truth and Imaginary Pants.
Okay. Are you gonna just follow them around like in your own car, or how does that work? You know, like
just
hang on the roof, just
going from show to show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sweet.
And George is the father, son and dad.
Yeah, father.
Yeah, my father.
Oh. I'm just a chauffeur.
Oh. Oh, perfect. Perfect.
We have our own stories about the border crossing. We're from the U.S.
So going back the other way.
We had quite an interesting experience coming into Canada.
Yeah, because that's a big problem too. Because I mean, how often have we have shows here that's banned from whatever Portland or whatever it is, and then they can't cross the border? Do you want to?
Well, so I used the word interview in the reason why we were coming to Canada, and immediately that raised the red flag. The word interview.
Right.
Yeah. I've been up here 3 times to Vancouver area, and I've never had trouble coming back to the States, but.
Right.
Two out of the 3 times I was harassed on the way up for.
Yeah, we had our whole car searched.
Ooh.
They wouldn't even give me the bathroom key at the
really?
Border crossing. Yeah.
Because you're doing. Because what are they looking for? Like smirch to sell or interview?
It's weird. No
or
idea.
Like trying.
We came across with a ukulele and a guitar, and
that
was very suspicious to them.
I always thought that maybe there should be some sort of border instrument exchange program.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Where you just, like, you go and you pick a bunch of stuff, and then maybe you put your name down. So now I've done this once, and if you come back, another band come back, you owe them, like, some sort of
just
an honor
system.
We've
talked to people about that, too, like, having a storage locker in Bellingham and one in Surrey.
With
and
drunk
you pay,
kids.
Yeah, and you pay for it. So, like, all the American bands would collectively have a storage locker in Canada, and all of the Canadian bands would have one in Bellingham, and then you just cross... And then your gear is, like, in this locker or whatever. But logistically, it would mean you'd have to get the gear and the locker, and we're already paying for jam spaces and rent. And
it's
you'd have to have a second set of gear and stuff, too.
Yeah, it'd be kind of... But it'd be a cool idea, like, if we all got more organized and... Maybe a little less DIY or whatever, and like maybe we could all afford.
It'd be some DIY though, because like you get your community, which is pretty big, our community at this point, and we all just like this is Canada's base amp, this is the U.S. base amp, everybody just kind of like share it.
But and also that's kind of what this tour is about: community over capitalism. It's the capitalists of our society in North America that are causing these problems for normal people who just want to play music and survive. Have fun, enjoy their life, meet new friends. Our system is creating those ideas a huge problem, and that's kind of why we wanted to hear for these reasons. No one should be interrogated.
Absolutely. So. Yeah, absolutely. I agree. On that note, actually, why don't we maybe?
Play some songs.
Yeah, we should play some songs because we got about 10 minutes,
and
I think
the
next DJ wanted to have someone to come in as well, so maybe we'll clear up some spots for him. Let's maybe start off with some OK Vancouver. OK,
what song
do you want to?
Oh, you should pick that.
I should pick.
Yeah,
because you're the guest of the program.
Loving you.
I mean,
let's
see.
At home in the garden.
What do you feel like?
I want children.
Yeah, I was thinking
I
about that. That's good. Yeah, let's do that. Just, okie dokie. So, this is OK Micro OK from Food, Shelter, Water. I want children to swim in a river they can drink from. And thank you, guys. Katie and the Lycan. OK Vancouver, OK.
Thanks, man.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, break a leg on tour.
Thanks, Irene.
Yeah,
no, don't say that. Just one ad on our tour.
Oh, oh no.
No legs will be broken this time around.
Yeah. perfect. Happy Halloween. Perfect.
<Yes.
laughs> Alrighty. Thanks for coming out. It was great. Tons of fun.
Thank you.